two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
For critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories, listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live coverage, Utah's coronavirus spike on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a few clouds. It's 84 degrees. KSL's top story. A huge step backward in Orem and Provo. Both communities are going back to orange on Thursday after a spike in COVID-19 cases. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says the amount of positive cases in Utah County is 23%, while the rest of the state would sit at only 10. Provo and Orem make up more than half of Utah County's case number. Governor Gary Herbert says the new restrictions will limit the number of people in a single group and will also limit people at restaurants and buffets.
Governor Herbert says he still doesn't believe a statewide mask mandate would be the right move, considering more than a dozen counties are in the green risk category. So what does this move to orange mean? KSL News Radio's Kara Hoffelmeyer continues our team coverage.
For businesses, this means they can open but operate under strict guidelines. For example, dine-in can happen but only 10 guests at a time. Gatherings can have only 20 people or fewer. You're encouraged to keep up that 6 feet physical distancing and wearing your mask. The risk level also asks you to stay home more frequently and limit your out-of-state travel. The State Department of Health is making one exception to this risk category. Team sports can go on, but you can't have any people watching.
That means the first two BYU home football games will now have no fans in the stands. The Alpine School District says the change to orange shouldn't impact things in the classroom. Spokeswoman Kimberly Bird says the district has three high schools, three middle schools, and 15 elementary schools in Orem. One of them is Timpanogos High, which is already on a modified schedule.
We're also watching other schools in the Orem area, but currently it's Timpanogos who is on a hybrid. The rest will be continuing on our identified plan, which is face-to-face.
It says they're keeping a close eye on the number of cases at Orem High School, but no changes have been made there yet. KSL News Time 402, and our coverage continues with Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, even before the notice of the phase change, the presidents of Brigham Young and Utah Valley Universities sent a letter to students urging them to stay home when possible and to stop having large social gatherings. Both presidents called the current spike of cases among college-age students in Utah County alarming and unacceptable. Of today's new cases, 230 of them were from folks in between 15 and 24 years old. And now, no football for BYU students. The change to orange means no fans in the stands for the two home football games. And same goes for some high school games, too. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson supports a mandate for wearing masks statewide. She told Dave and Dijanovic this morning the risk of spreading coronavirus is just as high in a rural store as it is in an urban area, and young people shouldn't feel like they're exempt.
It'll go a long way if the youth of our community throughout our state are wearing masks once they're outside of school. I think we can see cases stabilize.
Wilson says the masks have demonstrated they can limit the spread of the virus. And the nation's death toll from coronavirus hits just barely under what the population of Salt Lake City is, 200,000. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
The nation passing the grim milestone. Today, 2,000 U.S. flags are flying near the Washington Memorial, each marking 100 lives. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling those deaths a tragedy.
This was preventable. Not all of it, but much of it. And what could be lost in the future is preventable, too, if we embrace science.
Meantime, Democrats are introducing a bill aimed at eliminating political interference in the country's coronavirus response, the move coming after the CDC walked back advice it had posted concerning novel coronavirus transmission. Senator Patty Murray says the STOP Act stands for Science and Transparency Over Politics.
The STOP Act, which we introduced today, says enough is enough. Families and communities are looking for accurate information about how to make the right decision for themselves and their loved ones.
Murray says families should be able to trust what they hear from their health department. And a week after going to the White House to ask for help, today airline executives are on Capitol Hill to plead their case.
Save our jobs and save our jobs today. We need to see that come together. The industry's in dire straits.
Two Republican senators have introduced a bill to give the airlines $28 billion to pay employees. The fate of that bill is uncertain. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Supreme Court, the pandemic, and the economy are just a few of the topics the two presidential candidates will be debating 1 week from tonight. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Moderator Chris Wallace announcing the six topics he'll grill President Trump and Joe Biden on in their first presidential debate slated for the 29th. The topics include the records for Mr. Trump and Biden, the Supreme Court, COVID-19, the economy, race and violence in cities, and the integrity of the election. Each topic will be a 15-minute segment. Tuesday marks the first of three presidential debates. It starts at 7 local time from Cleveland. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:05.
Ricky has been watching the cars, so what's going on now?
Right now, I'm looking at our latest accident. It is causing delays. It's a crash westbound on the 21st South Freeway. Just before 5600 West, it is backing traffic to about Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL. KSL Traffic Center.
Well, despite the dire headlines, life's pretty good right now. In fact, there's only one place where life is better than Utah. Stay here. My Minute of News is on the way next on KSL 406.
Baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.